Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, just to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. That's awesome and incredible news. That's great news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called When I Get Home. This song is from the live recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 2. It came to me on November 20th, way back in 1990, and is becoming even more relevant to my life than I ever imagined it would be in the era of my life when it was first born, and that's the truth. You'll understand more as I go on with the podcast. Philippians 3, verses 20 and 21 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory by the exertion of the power that He has even to subject all things to Himself." Here's what I wrote about the song when I first received it way back in 1990. I said this, "I realize that we only see through a glass dimly right now, and that one day I will see Him as He is. But this song came as I thought about how good it is to know Him in this life. At times, it really does seem as if I am living in heaven, and by faith, I believe I am seated with Him in heavenly places. As hard as times may get in this life, I can always say, knowing Him is good. Thank you, Lord, for the little tastes of heaven." And like King David said in Psalm 27:13, "I would have despaired unless I had believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Amen. I don't have to despair. Now, here we are some 29 years later, and that phrase, "I don't have to despair," has taken on a whole new meaning in my life. As I battle Parkinson's disease, I am constantly at war with my physical frailties, and these battles tend to weigh heavily on my mind. When I grow weary of the battles, I sometimes fall into despair. I'm just being honest with you. And just what is despair? Despair is hopelessness. But the truth is still the truth in spite of my physical maladies. I am not without hope. I am never without hope. Why is that? Jesus is walking through the battles with me. My physical frailties did not catch God by surprise at all. Hope boils down to how I choose to view my weakness. I can view it from the world's point of view, or I can view it from the Lord's point of view. From the Lord's point of view, it's all going to work out for my good. And guess what? I still do not have to wait until I die to enjoy the little tastes of heaven in this life. Let's listen to the song When I Get Home, and let's do just that. Let's enjoy a taste of heaven.
You have gone ahead to make a place for me. Though here below you've left a taste of what will be. When I get home, when I get home, hear me, Lord, I've tasted sadness, tasted pain, but there with you, the Prince of Peace, I'll ever reign. When I get all the heaven I will need. For
Father, we thank you so much for your presence in our lives. Thank you that we do not have to wait to get to heaven to enjoy the glory of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 40 through 49 says it like this. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body, it is raised in an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. The first man is from the earth, earthy. The second man is from heaven. As is the earthy, so also are those who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly. Just as we have borne the image of the earthy, we also will bear the image of the heavenly. I have said it so often in my life, but it's becoming even more a part of my existence as I grow older. I say this, I want to get so close to Jesus in this life that there's no big change when I step across death's door into eternity. I have tasted heaven here on earth, and it is good. So why waste that reality with an attitude of despair? Let's put our hope in God today. That's where our hope lies, in Him. So let's put our hope in Him today and let's enjoy a taste of heaven here on this earth. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you can find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And in case you haven't heard, there is a way you can support the work of ministry God has called me to. What's He called me to? To set the captive free, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to remind people who they are in Christ. I'd like to ask you to consider coming alongside me via a brand new service. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. If you don't mind, check it out and consider becoming a patron. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy. You might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there, so check it out if you don't mind. Allinallchurch.com. To help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you so much again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song When I Get Home from the live recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 2, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else today, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.